الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. وبعد، my dear brothers and sisters, we come to the last of the حقوق of the Quran الكريم. And this حق of the Quran is actually the greatest honor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to those who are the ummah of his Nabi Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that honor was the honor of conveying the message. So while it is the haqq of the kalam that it should be conveyed, it's also the greatest honor that Allah gave us. And this is something to be understood and something to be felt, to have the ihsas of this. That the conveying of the message of the Quran is the greatest honor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. And the reason for this honor is because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the last and final Nabi and Rasul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the last and final messenger and the last and final Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, after whom there is no prophet, after whom there can be no prophet, there can be no messenger, there can be no Nabi, there can be no Rasul until the final day is established. And this is part of our aqidah. And we know that anybody who claims otherwise, meaning that anybody who claims either that he is a messenger or Nabi of Allah, or those who believe that somebody else other than Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was or is a messenger of Allah or a Rasul or Nabi of Allah after him, then this person has left Islam and his followers have also left Islam. So this is a very important part of the Khatm-e-Nabuwat, is a very important part of our aqidah, that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the last and final messenger, and that he is the seal of the prophets. The seal is put after the message is completed. Nobody puts a seal in the middle of the message. So the very fact that he is a seal means that the message is over, khalas, finished. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that in so many words, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about this message, الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, today we have completed this deen, akmaltu lakum deenakum, completed this deen, and we have completed and fully completed the ni'mah on you, the blessing on you Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and have chosen for you Islam as your deen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the fact that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the last khatam al-nabiyyin, and this is the word of the Quran in Surah Al-Ahzab, the famous ayah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this very clearly, that there is no Nabi after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now the consequence of this, the result of this, the benefit of this for us is that the work of Nubuwwat was given to the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the reason for that is that obviously Anbiya came to guide. All the Anbiya came to guide towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided to complete the Nubuwwat, then this is the Qudrat of Allah and this is the Amr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that's his decision to take. But obviously the need for invitation, the need for communication still remains. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides to finish the silsila of Nubuwwat, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala therefore chose a way of continuing the process of guidance. So until Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came, the process of guidance was that whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thought that there was a need for guidance, wherever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saw this need, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would send a Nabi. But once Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent as the last and final Nabi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave this business of guiding people, the business of conveying the message to his ummah as an honor for them. So they were given, and we are that ummah, alhamdulillah, we were given the job of the prophets, which was to convey the message of Islam. Now, we'll do this in two parts. One is what is to be conveyed, and tomorrow, inshallah, how is that to be conveyed? So, what and how? Now, what is to be conveyed? First of all, the very fact that we are supposed to convey, and the reason I'm saying this is because there is a confusion in the minds of people. People think that we are supposed to convince. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never told us to convince anybody. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, your job is to convey. And the dalail are plenty. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Suratul Yasin said this. What did he say? He said, وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينَ. He said, your job is to convey. On you is not anything except to clearly state what has been told. Your job is to convey. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in another place, Allah said,
وَمَا أَنْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِجَبَّارِ.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Nabi sallam, the translation of it, he said, we have not sent you as a jabbar on the people. As somebody who has to do jabbar, on somebody who has to force people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said this very clearly in Surah Al-Kahf, the last time. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that we have not sent you as a jabbar on the people, to force people to do anything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this work of conveying of Rasul of the message as a way of introducing Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Yusuf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, say to them, قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي عَدُوْ إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَىٰ بَصِيرَةٍ أَنَا وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِي. So this is the dalil that the work of the Anbiya, the work of conveying, the work of inviting was given to the Ummah. Allah said, say, Ya Rasulullah, say Ya Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is my way. قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي. This is my sabil, this is my way. What do I do? أَدُوْ إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَىٰ بَصِيرَةٍ. I invite towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with basira, with proof, with evidence. أَنَا وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِي. I do this work, and those who do my ittiba, they do this work. So this is the dalil that the job of inviting was given to this ummah of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu, and this ummah was included in his own introduction. A person is introduced by his major responsibility, by his major work. So if I introduce myself and say I am a physician, it doesn't mean that I only do medicine. I may do other things, but physician is the main occupation. That's my profession. So if I introduce myself, I say I am a doctor, I am a physician, it means that this is my main occupation. And what is the main occupation of the Nabi? To convey the message, to invite towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أَدْعُو إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَىٰ بَصِيرَةٍ أَنَا وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِي. So this was mentioned, that this is your introduction, and this is the introduction of those who follow you. So sign of being an ummati of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that we accept this job. We accept this great honor that we invite towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the job is to invite. Now how is it, what is the invitation towards? So we look at the what today, we do the how tomorrow. So what is the invitation towards? The invitation is towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu. What is the meaning of inviting towards Allah? Adu ilallah. We invite towards Allah. And inviting towards Allah means what? The first part of the invitation towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the invitation to Tawheed. To worship only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is worthy of being worshipped. So the first part of the invitation is La ilaha illallah. Right? So first part of the invitation is La ilaha illallah. The second part of the invitation is Muhammadur Rasulullah. That Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, and that he is the last and final messenger. These two together form the complete invitation. La ilaha illallahu Muhammadur Rasulullah. So this is the invitation that we invite towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the only one worthy of worship, and to follow Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How is this worship to be done? Follow Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as the last and final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. So this is the first part of the invitation. Second part of the invitation is to invite towards the rest of Islam, which is how do we live this deen? And why must we do that? Because of the akhirah. So the second part of the invitation is towards the akhirah. to say that one day you will die, and what happens when you die? You will stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what the day of judgment looks like, and this is on the day of judgment. We do not want to be humiliated, we want to be honored. And in order to do that, what must we do? Follow the deen of Islam. So these three things together, the invitation towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the only one worthy of worship, and Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as his messenger, the akhirah as our destination, that is where we are going. And if we want to go to that akhirah, to that destination in a good state, then we need to work and live in a certain way. That way is called Islam. This is the sum total of the invitation. So when we give da'wah to people, this is the framework to keep in mind. Not to get involved in arguments, not to get involved in masail of fiqh, not to get involved in this point or that point, but the invitation towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remembering the akhirah and the deen of Islam, which is what takes us to that akhirah in a good state. This is the sum total of the Da'watul Islam. And as I said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to invite. Now, how is this invitation to be given and so on and so forth? Tomorrow, inshallah, we will talk about that. But today, just think about this. Feel the honor of this job, that this is my job. My job is to invite towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who used to do this job before? The Anbiya. So that does not mean we have become Anbiya. It's just that we have been given this responsibility. And why? Because our Nabi, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the last one. After that, there is no Nabi. After him, there is no Nabi. And that's why we got this job. And therefore, since we have been given this job, it is very important for us to feel the importance of this job and then to learn to do it properly. That's another point. It's not as if just because you are a Muslim, you also know how to do this job. It has to be learned. Like anything else, the job has to be learned. And that is something that we should put some effort into and learn how to invite towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to do that which is pleasing to him and save us from that which is not pleasing to him. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.